I'm Laurie Gehl, professor in materials engineering at the University of Connecticut. I will be describing to you a very significant development, that of Informat Corporation in partnership with the University of Connecticut to bring forth a high temperature, high performance coating that will provide durability and fuel efficiency benefits to the gas turbine industry. This is an example of a thermal barrier coated turbine blade that is used in aircraft gas turbines. The coating insulates the metallic turbine blade from the hot gas stream in the engine, provides improved durability, and by allowing higher gas temperatures in the engine, allows very much higher fuel efficiency. In order to make progress in the future, we need improved thermal barrier coatings at reduced cost. The solution precursor plasma spray process, jointly developed by Informat Corporation and the University of Connecticut, will provide that technology. Current thermal barrier coatings are made by either plasma spray using powders or electron beam physical vapor deposition. Each process has its advantages and disadvantages. The plasma spray process is relatively low cost, but the durability of the coatings is often inadequate for high performance applications. The electron beam physical vapor deposition process, on the other hand, is highly durable, but comes at a very high cost. The current invention, the solution precursor plasma spray process, can combine the advantages of both a high durability coating at relatively low cost. The solution precursor plasma spray process uniquely inserts atomized liquid into the high temperature plasma flame. These droplets undergo a series of physical and chemical reactions in the flame and then are deposited at very high velocity on the nickel-based superalloy substrate. The resulting coating has a unique microstructure. It has both nanometer and micrometer size pores. It has vertical microcracks that give this ceramic structure a high degree of strain tolerance. It has excellent bond strength, and it does not have the highly defected splat boundaries that exist in plasma sprayed coatings made from powder. It is these unique microstructural features that give the solution precursor plasma spray process such high durability. Informat Corporation and the University of Connecticut, working very closely together, conducted extensive development trials, including using Taguchi design of experiment techniques. The resultant optimized process was used to coat a large series of samples that were then subjected to high temperature cyclic durability testing. The accompanying chart shows the impressive results obtained in those tests. The solution precursor plasma spray specimens show a 2.5 times durability improvement compared to the commercial plasma spray coatings using powder, and showed a 1.5 times improvement compared to the very expensive electron beam physical vapor deposition process. This level of improvement in properties will have a major impact on the gas turbine industry. These coatings are extensively used today, and there is a great need for coatings with improved durability at reduced cost, And that's exactly what the solution precursor plasma spray coatings will provide. This solution precursor plasma spray process has very broad applicability. It can be used to make a wide variety of materials for a wide variety of applications and with superior properties. We are presently engaged in evaluating this process for biomedical applications such as prosthetic devices, for fuel cell electrodes, as well as for making structural preforms and structural materials. The process has been reduced to practice for thermal barrier coatings, but that's only the beginning. The process is capable of a lot more, and Informat Corporation and the University of Connecticut will be working jointly to exploit these exciting new opportunities. There's the possibility of revolutionizing both the coatings and structural materials fields by generating a whole new class of materials with combined high levels of strength and toughness and improved durability and performance for this whole new generation of coatings and structural materials.